Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the 2020 Women in Business Awards. We'll get more on that from editor Bill Roy, local business update from the Wichita Business Journal shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Coronavirus testing going pretty well. Positivity rate from testing nationwide is trending down. However, death rates are up, mostly in the South and the West.
Two.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden calling for a national mask mandate for the next 3 months.
One.
Sedgwick County Commission approving a partnership with a lab in Lenexa to provide rapid response saliva tests for COVID-19. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Sometime today, road construction is going to shut down the ramp from westbound K-254 to southbound I-135. This weekend, you will have to exit going north there. You will not be able to exit going southbound there this weekend. And a traffic update this morning, traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And our weather forecast heading into the weekend. It'll be a mostly sunny day here today on Friday, a high 93. Partly cloudy tonight with an overnight low down to 71. And then looking ahead for our weekend, it'll be sunny tomorrow, high Saturday 89. Partly cloudy on Sunday with a cooler high of 84. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the east. It is mostly sunny. The temperature, 77. On our way to a high of 93. There's your weather forecast here on this Friday morning. 8:51 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And as we get ready for the weekend, glad you were with us here on this Friday morning. Had a lot of good things to talk about today. We did mention, of course, in the 7 o'clock hour, we talked with Simon Owen live from London about this being marking the end of World War II. It was 75 years ago on this day, VJ Day, President Truman announced that Imperial Japan had surrendered unconditionally, putting an end to World War II. And then, of course, the following day, they had the signing ceremony on the, what was it, the Missouri? Yeah.
I think so.
The Missouri that formally ended World War II. The 2020 Women in Business Awards are coming up. Let's get more on that from editor Bill Roy, a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Mr. Roy.
Story of the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. Celebrating Wichita's women leaders. This week in the weekly edition, the Wichita Business Journal features profiles of the 2020 Women in Business Award winners. 29 women chosen for their career achievements, their community involvement, and their willingness to mentor other women. 2020 marks the 11th year for the Women in Business Awards. In that time, we've recognized 247 women leaders. Also this week, a special report on cybersecurity. As more businesses embrace remote work as a new reality thanks to the pandemic, the demand for IT and cybersecurity professionals nearing an all-time high. Friends University in 2017 opened a high-tech cybersecurity lab to enhance its graduate-level degree program. They also created opportunities to partner with local businesses to offer training to employees. In this week's list, Wichita Area Aviation Subcontractors ranked by number of employees, as expected. Spirit AeroSystems ranks number one. They report 9,500 employees. Next, Leading Technology Composites with 411. Rounding out the top five, Viavi Solutions, Tech Aerospace, and Globe Engineering Company. Full-time Wichita employment at the companies on the list is down 26%. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, I know one of the most Pavlovian responses we can have is when that ice cream truck is coming down the street and you hear turkey in the straw.
That's right.
And you know exactly. That it's playing distorted through the speakers, so you know the ice cream truck is on the way.
No matter what happens, your ears perk up, your head turns, and you head toward mom's coin purse there.
That's right.
To get the change.
Yes, you can get a fudgicle or a bomb pop coming your way.
Well, you bet. Absolutely.
RZA of Wu-Tang Clan has written a new jingle that is being offered to ice cream trucks to replace Turkey in the Straw.
Oh, wow.
RZA has teamed with Good Humor Ice Cream to write the new jingle. Of course, Turkey in the Straw originated from English and Irish folk songs. It was performed in American minstrel shows, sometimes with racist lyrics. Good Humor has not owned ice cream trucks since the 1970s. It claims to have originated the concept of the whole truck and music. The company will offer education to current truck operators on how to install the song in their music boxes. RZA says his new song is made with love.
Interesting.
But it just won't be
I'd
the
like
same.
I'd like to hear that. Is a Turkey in the Straw some sort of a modern take on it, I wonder?
I don't know. We'll have to find out. So anyway, they're trying to replace the old song from the ice cream truck coming down the street.
I don't know. I like that tradition, kind of.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah, that might just upset me if I hear something different coming out of that speaker coming down my street.
Lots of bass, probably.
All right. Yeah, I got all subwoofers on that ice cream truck.
That's right.
All right.
Exactly.
Hey, Bill, have a great weekend. Thanks for checking in with us.
You do the same. We'll see you Monday.
All right. That is Editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. 8:55 with Steve and Ted. Coming up on the Glenn Beck program, 9 to 11 o'clock this morning. One of the topics discussed this morning, from levitation to super strength, Christian Exorcist, on why the 1973 movie classic is real. Ooh, neat. Could be a good topic today for the Glenn Beck program. That's 9 to 11 right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Hey, stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Appreciate you being with us. Have a great weekend.
Bowers. Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.